Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss resistance to the Nazi regime between 1933 and 1939. And we will consider specifically the extent of this resistance and the problems that opponents faced in doing so. The question of resistance to the Nazi regime from within Germany has created difficulties for historians. Whilst it is accepted that there was resistance, it is difficult to quantify how much. In addition, it is not clear how much of support for the regime was genuine, or instead based on fear. There were a variety of groups, of different sizes and influences, that played a role in opposing Nazism. This included the churches and the army, and some banned political groups, but also extended to young people, workers, and other individuals. The variety of groups which opposed Hitler, and the public activities in which many of them engaged, show a degree of active public support for anti-Nazi views. This is further supported by the differing nature of these factions, ranging from Germany's old elite through to extreme left workers' groups. It's clear that there were a range of people who otherwise would not agree that were opposed to Hitler's rule. The work of historians Ian Kershaw and Detlef Bucher in particular shows that many Germans engaged in low levels of resistance, such as not giving the Nazi salute. And it is also true that examples of anti-Nazi resistance grew as war approached and then took place, suggesting that some Germans began to eventually change their mind about Hitler as leader. However, it remains the case that opposition to Nazism was poorly organised and did not have any central coordination. The diverse range of groups involved, as already noted, including Germany's elite through to radical or split left-wing groups, meant that they would not cooperate to try and remove Hitler from power. A lot of opposition to Hitler's regime was also very issue-based, and it was not part of a broader rebellion against Hitler's rule. The churches did at times stand against Hitler, but this was often linked to preserving their own power. And equally, many workers rebelled not to bring down the Nazi government, but simply to gain better economic conditions for themselves. It's also difficult to escape the Nazis' full control of Germany and their use of terror. Various laws ensured that only a complete revolution or coup d'etat would be enough to remove Hitler from power. And as has already been mentioned, there was no coordination which would allow this to happen. Even when individual Germans or small groups opposed the regime, they were harshly dealt with, involving torture, concentration camps, and death. The brutal approach of groups such as the SS and Gestapo meant that few Germans were prepared to risk publicly opposing Nazism. Hitler's regime was successful, at least partly because of the support it enjoyed from a large number of people in Germany. The political and economic chaos of the Weimar years meant that most Germans craved stability. Hitler and the Nazis offered this, as well as seemingly to be able to provide a vibrant economy and a strong, proud Germany.